Bethel Baptist Church. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At the Wednesday evening service, we will continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 2 Kings chapters 17 and 18. We have a few other things to mention coming up. We do have our monthly fellowship this afternoon after this morning service. On New Year's Eve, December 31st, we'll also be having our New Year's Eve service beginning at 8 p.m. And so please join us, and we'd love to have you there. It's a time of good fellowship and games and lots of good food. Our New Year's directory for 2011, we are working on it. We're taking some more pictures. Please see Candace for your picture, and talk to me if you have any other updates or questions about the directory. Starting in January, we will be having part two, the intermediate way of the master evangelism training, on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. See me for more details. And we also want to mention the special blessing for the Oteros on January 16th. They'll be celebrating 50 years of marriage, and we will be having a special celebration for them. Talk to Mary, or talk to Mary about more details. And so that is coming up in January. Again, our fellowship luncheon will directly follow this service. Everyone is invited to attend for good food and fellowship. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week. We do have, being the last Sunday of the month, we will have the Pacific Hills 2 o'clock Manor service, but the services after that will be canceled for this afternoon. Our scripture reading for this Sunday, printed in your bulletin, from Psalm 71, verse 5. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Luis will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 87, Joy to the World.
Thank you, brother. It's going to hope you all had a very Merry Christmas. No idea what a blessing it was to spend time with friends and family. Amen. Let's get ready and sing Joy to the World.
Nature.
359, my faith looks up to thee. What a great thing day by day that we can go ahead and keep on looking up more and more to Jesus each and every day. Amen. Stand and please turn your hymnals to 354, a couple pages back. What a friend we have in Jesus.
So much, my brother, and it is a joy to be with you this morning. It's so cold here in California. I tell you, the winter, it was abrasive and tremendous in Mexico. 75 degrees was the coldest, and the people were with coats and all cover, and here we are swimming. It's just amazing, but the Lord has been good to us, and I dreamed to have the whole family with me for a week in celebration of Thanksgiving for what God has done for me and given me 50 years of marriage. And the Lord did it. And so the first week we were alone with Raquel, and the second week we have the whole family. And we really enjoy it. It was a remarkable place. And we really appreciate what God has done for us. Because that's the secret of life. Marriage secret is our family. And this is what we told everybody. And I make a little bit fool of myself, and I went with the orchestra singing to my wife, my wonderful wife, how precious it is, and I knew by memory. And so they called me all the time. And so we really have a time of refreshment and away, phones close up, and so that's beautiful. Now back into the saddle and back into our wonderful church here in California. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with, again, the words of King David, who said, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." And so, Father, thank you for that. And thank you for opening the doors again for us on the airways of radio and communication. Lord, we feel sorry the internet is off today, but at least we're on the radio. And we pray that those who listen in the extended church be able to have the feeling of the man that is going to speak today to us, a missionary in a field which is so different from other missionaries. And Lord, how blessed we are that the people are here in spite of the storms and the rain in California. People are here this morning to worship with you and to express their love for you. This year is gone, Father. This is the last Sunday of the year. And we can say that in the ups and downs of the year, you always are with us. You never leave us. You never are behind us. You just cover us with your grace and with your patience and with your love and with your discipline. And so, Father, this morning we want to say thank you for being with us individually and collectively as a church. Thank you, Father, for those who have been added into the church. Thank you, Lord, for those who in the extended church and the internet are part of our ministry. And thank you, Lord, for those in the radio who are part of our ministry. And thank you, Lord, for those on the CD ministry that listen later on and they are part of this congregation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. And then, Father, we pray that as we continue, we never forget to tell the Spirit, to tell the people about the Spirit of God and the magnificent salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. That's the only secret of life. And so, Father, in America, we are coming down. We are really putting Christ away. When I read in the newspaper in Mexico, a paper from the United States who said that Jesus is no longer the motivation of Christmas, Father, my heart hurt. And I pray that not only our church, but all the churches around us will make the emphasis very clear that without Jesus, there is nothing. Jesus clearly said, without me, you can do nothing, in John chapter 5. And so, Father, we pray that we be able to share Jesus in a simple way, but in a powerful way. We pray that the Spirit of God will take over us and that we be able to communicate with people a life that radiates the presence of God and the love of God. And so, Father, we are thankful that you keep us alive in the church, that our budget is right on. We are not on the red. We thank you, Father, for that. And we thank you for the love of your people in providing for us. Now, Lord, as a family, we miss some of the families, the Plicas, for Mildred and for Joe, Father. We pray that you be with them in their home, that you be able to get Mildred strong and strong, and Brother Plica also, so that we can see him soon with us. We pray, Lord, for Mary Cassandian. She is... She was placed in the hospital last night. We don't know exactly where she is today. She's home or she's still in the hospital. And we pray that soon she will be with us. We pray for Tom Curley for so long and the intense care unit. He's in and out of his respiratory problems. And, Father, we pray that a miracle could happen and that we can take Tom home. Lord, thank you for giving us the ministry of radio and internet. And thank you for giving us the ministry of missionaries also, actually families who represent our church. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode, now home. Lord, bless David. He quit the ministry. He said, that's it. And so he came in. And we will support him until the end of February. And hopefully that he can find what he's looking for in the secular world. Lord, he served you with might in New Guinea. He was a mechanical engineer, and he worked with his hand, and he built houses and built a seminary. Thank you for his ministry and for his family. Lord, we pray for Giovanni and Barbara Bendaño, who built the church in Guatemala. Martha Poretti in Argentina with all the drug addicts and rehabilitation center. Dante and Maruja Rabines, we know that Dante is sick, and we pray for him, Lord. We pray for a quick recovery so that he can start his ministry in Iquito again. We pray for Jose and Diane Avila and for their life and for their work in Costa Rica. Lord, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, which is a light in the middle of tragedies in life. For the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and we are so glad to have Daniel with us this morning. And then Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center, as he directs his life in a marvelous way over there. Give him a sense of ministry so that he can be encouraged. Thank you, Lord, for allowing these missionaries to be part of our church. And thank you, Lord, that in 28 years we never fail to support these missionaries. No, 1 month. Not because we are good. It's because you are good to us. And you move our spirit in such a way that always we have enough to share with those who are around us. Know how beautiful it is, Lord, to be back in the congregation of your people. My wife and I are grateful that we found this church, not in ourselves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. He is the key. He is the shepherd. And how beautiful it is that you bring people together to help and to work. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Bless us today, not only with the songs that we already have, with the praises of the choir, and with a good word from thy word from Daniel. And Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving for your provision, for providing for us every Sunday. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to Paul's letter to the Ephesians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1277. We will be reading Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 24. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 24. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God that you have placed in our midst. We thank you for the able ministers and proclaimers of your gospel that you have given to us. And we pray for your Spirit to descend and to guide our wisdom, our heart and our understanding, that our hearts and minds would be turned towards you, that we would praise your holy name. We pray that you be with our teacher this morning, our brother and our missionary, Daniel Lacey. Guide his words to teach us, to instruct us in the ways of the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you so much, Greg. And from time to time, we got the missionaries here to speak to us. Not only this is our missionary for the sport ministry, but it's also my son-in-law. Has been for a long time now, 26 years. I remember when Danny came for the first time into our home. I remember the first time his name was mentioned in our home. He said, Danny called. Danny who? I said, you know, what's his father's name? Where he lives? Where is his? All the details, you know, the father jealous will be. But Danny has been a great man of God to us and to our family. And so he's going to share his heart with you, part of his ministry and part of the word of God. Danny, come here.